Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francis appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week stuck out of here.
You're really great. For your information, I think you're really nice. For your information, I think that you're the best. For your information, better than the rest. FYI, I love you. So tell me that your heart is true.
We are the Toucher and Rich radio program on this Funk Friday. In Club Mega Disc. You can watch us on twitch.tv, and they have a conversation going on over there if it works. And then just search 98.5 The Sports Hub. Subscribe. You can get the 98.5 The Sports Hub application at your store over there, your app store, whatever kind of phone you have or device. And we'll be doing that. 617-779-0985. It's Friday the 13th, and I've been told by Dan the last Friday the 13th was the last time the show was all together in studio.
Was that back in March? Wow, that was less spooky.
8 months ago today.
I know. What if it's a nice bookend? Maybe when we get off
what if it's not?
We'll see Rich on Monday.
Yeah, what if we get off the air today and they say everything's fine?
And everything's perfect. Speaking of this being weird times.
Answer the phone, Nick. I know you got a lot to do because you have an iPad. And it's tough to sit and do nothing. Answer the phone. All right, go ahead.
So the other day we were talking how John was sitting on his bed and he said that he felt an earthquake. And I know that you obviously doubted that, and there are some people saying
did not
that they
feel
didn't feel it.
No.
Okay. So yesterday, right around noon, I am sitting in my room, and all of a sudden, I feel my entire house shake. Like, it just – it sounded as if a giant tree had hit the side of our house. Either that or, like, something massive had fallen off a wall and just – it was – I mean, the windows moved, and the chair I was sitting in shook. And I was like, all right, well, I just had a Wallach moment, except one that really happened, unlike the one that he imagined, just because everyone said they're feeling an earthquake.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, that's odd. And so immediately, you know, I went downstairs and I asked my wife, and I'm like, hey, did you hear that? And she goes, yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, the kids were like, what's going on? So I immediately start checking Twitter to see if anything's happening. And after about like 3 minutes, I see that there's a bunch of people here on the island who felt the same thing. And I'm like, wow, we just got an earthquake. That's crazy. And then I start seeing people posting, whoa, what is that mushroom cloud of smoke in the sky? And I'm like, what? So all of a sudden, this news starts pouring in that a house about 3 miles away from me exploded. Just boom, went up and blew the roof off. And this is the second time that's happened in a week on the island. I don't know what's going on, but if you've seen these pictures, oh my God, I'll tweet them out. But apparently I was reading about what happened, and it said a loud boom shook across the island, and it was heard at noon. Chris Perry said he'd been – this is from the local newspaper – said he'd been working on a house down the street when his paint crew saw parts of the house explode off the building. Quote, the painters on my crew happened to be looking out the window and literally saw the roof fly up in the air. It's horrific. I just hope everyone's safe. Now, it ended up being one person was hurt, but they're okay. They're not critical. They said police and fire departments are on the scene. By 12:30, flames were consuming the house and the garage, and firefighters are working to extinguish it. And I guess it caught all of the other buildings around it on fire. They were able to get those out, and they had to evacuate the entire neighborhood. But that thing was almost 3 miles away from where I live, and it shook my house. It was such a large explosion. They're not saying what it was or what it could have been. Is that like a propane explosion, or what is that? Like, have you ever heard of that?
I mean, natural gas,
before?
Rich. Do you have natural gas?
So is this what happened? What was in the town? Oh, God. What was that town that had the awful thing happen with all the natural gas?
Oh, that was Columbia. That was Columbia Gas up in the Merrimack Valley.
Up in Merrimack Valley. That's exactly right.
Was, Andover.
Was that what happened to the houses, or was it more of
a
burn? Okay.
Yeah.
Like it like blew the roofs off the houses?
Yeah, because they didn't put a sort of a control valve on, you know, something else that was underground while they were doing work, and it just backed up and blew up through the houses.
I remember when that happened.
It's the second time in a week on the island. There's something going on.
Yeah, it's well. That's the thing is that
people
there was
turning their heating systems on and stuff. No,
there was a fairly defensive press release that came out from it seemed like the town. You know, saying that, hey, there's no connection between the two. But, I mean, if you have two houses spontaneously combust within a couple miles of each other, I'm with you. Like, there's something going on. Like, there's something wrong. And the first one, you know, something like that happens. You're like, okay, well, maybe there was some sort of, like, I don't know, mishap or whatever. But two within a week from each other. So, yeah. So, I mean, that was I've never felt – I mean, it was, as I said, for it being that far away and to shake the house, I mean, it was something. And I'll tweet out the photos. But, I mean, it blew the house apart. And it's a miracle that nobody ended up getting hurt.
Yeah.
So since then, it's just jacked up everything, by the way. Like, so I might drop out a few times today. The internet's at an all-time great, which is fantastic. I could just, like, screwed up everything. So I'm just glad everyone's okay.
All right, Anthony, go ahead.
Hey, so I used to be a plumber, and what can happen is if your water heaters get older and start failing, they can catastrophically fail and just go off like an A-bomb and blow your house to smithereens. There's actually a Mythbusters, too.
Ooh. So you've heard of that happening before, where like,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I've been to job sites where it has happened. It happened in Hopkinton about 20 years ago, and right next to the fire department, the house next to the fire department exploded and killed a family. And but we had to watch training videos on it and all that on how to prevent it.
How do you prevent it?
You got to make sure that your valves are working. The pressure can build up into it, and with nowhere left to go, it just goes out and up.
So this isn't the same as the Merrimack Valley thing, is it? Because I know that Okay. Yeah. Because there it was like a situation where if you smelled, like everyone was smelling gas, and if it was something as simple as flipping on a light switch, that was going to be enough to like ignite like a massive flame, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that was just a gas leak and them not doing their jobs right.
All right.
Well, now nice you're afraid to, you're going to get blown up.
It's nice that I'm not afraid of it. It's just that's a little concerning. You know, it's definitely something you keep in the back of your head, and you go, okay, well, I'm not a big fan of this. Sure.
You got too many worries, boy. You got don't worry about getting blown up. You're not going to get blown up. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, thank you.
I wouldn't worry about getting blown up. That's something that I would not consider being a something that's going to happen. Dan, go ahead.
Sounds like that's just karma. You know, you live on Nantucket, sometimes that house blows up. But, Wallach,
yeah.
I got something for you, okay? Yeah, Freddie, this is the first break. This is for us.
It's for the
people,
that's right.
You keep saying, like, ooh, I stubbed my toe, 2020. Well, there's something creeping up on me with Wallach and his headlines. He keeps saying this, thanks to COVID, thanks to a knee. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't know why. It's bugging me. Does it bug you? Am I crazy?
I ignore his headlines.
I don't know.
I ignore his headlines, but I'll tell you this, is I really don't listen to them. I know he spends a lot of time crafting them, and he's dead silent. He shut off to the world. He's got his one good ear being blasted with audio from whatever he's listening to. But, yeah, knock that off, Wallach. Start. Stop it.
Don't just come in and wing it type of thing?
No. You listen, I'm not going to tell the craftsman how to do his job. I'm just going to say knock it off with the thanks to COVID.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I'll have to look.
All right. Okay. Well, maybe you're doing
that it. Guy's pissed off at me anyway. He calls every once in a while at about this time saying, Wallach, you suck, and hangs up.
You call fine. In this time, you're part of the posse. You're
all
part
right,
of
that's
this
fair.
Is a very listen, we're
this
trying
this is an exclusive club. That's true.
We're trying this is true. There could be it took me 15 minutes to get to work today. Everything was beautiful. The street lights were all
no in, one slowed down in front of you
yes,
today?
Yes. And it made me get stuck at the Tremont street light.
Oh boy.
But I'll tell you this, is that other than that, everything was beautiful.
Good.
Scott, go ahead.
Scott. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. Good morning, guys. Hey, Rich, I'm on Nantucket, and I was actually I live two streets away from that explosion. That explosion was on Woodbury Lane, and I'm on Hushy Street going right out of town. Now, what I hear, and I'm not sure if this is true, what I hear is that explosion could have been in some kind of coincidence with that earthquake that might have shaken either a propane tank or, like the former gentleman said, a hot water tank loose. And I'll tell you, you said you're 3 miles away, so you must be somewhere past Mid-Island. But being not a quarter mile away from that
all right,
house,
this is getting to be like a Jaws. Well, we must be 10 miles in Island to the left of the Shepherd's face.
Like
no, it's because it's just like island talk at this point. He must be 2 miles south of the Winn-Dixie.
We feel by left old, out.
By Colonel Jefferson's
Jaws.
Yeah, they're on Martha's Vineyard. That's his island. There's a over there by the old Smith House. There's a boo boo boo. There's a seagull flies. You'll see over there.
That's a good way to mark it. You know what it does sound like, Rich? It sounds like the beginning of a movie where they're trying to catch a killer who's blowing up people for some reason.
Yes, that's
probably what's going on. I got to think so.
Sabotage.
That's right.
I got to think that there is a blowout going on, that someone is out to get you. All right, what's coming up, Rich, in last night?
Well, it looks like we got some possible movement with the Celtics. This is going to be interesting over the next couple of days. Pretty big name tied to the team.
All right, we will have that for you in just a moment.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's a really good idea to be really active on Twitter. That is a one-way ticket to riches. There's no downside.
It's Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
Nine eight five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, as we get closer to the business start of the NBA season, we're getting a little more of an indication that the Celtics might be looking to make some moves. And yesterday, Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer mentioned that Boston might have emerged as a potential destination for New Orleans guard Jrue Holiday. Now, if you weren't paying attention to the Pelicans last season, Jrue was excellent. He averaged 19 points, almost 7 assists, and 4 rebounds a game. He was also an all-defensive first-team selection about 2 years ago. And the way Kevin sees it working out is that the Celtics could package their first 3-round picks, which of course were number 14, 26, and 30, and move into the lottery and then flip that pick to New Orleans. Now, as far as the salary, Jrue makes $26 million a year, so if Boston wants to trade for him, the deal would have to include Gordon Hayward, Kemba Walker, or Marcus Smart, according to O'Connor, and they said also that Jalen and Jason Tatum are off the table. Now, Brian Robb from the Boston Sports Journal thinks that for that package, the Celtics should also be getting more pieces back, possibly a J.J. Redick, which was exactly the type of guy I mentioned they needed yesterday. Not the actual guy I didn't think they would be able to get, but hey, here we are in this position now. And it would make I would make that deal, by the way, with Hayward and Kemba, no problem. The Marcus Smart one would give me a little bit of a pause. Do you make that deal, John and Fred, the way that it was proposed, with the 3 picks plus one of those pieces?
Well, the 3 picks, You got to get rid of them somehow. You got to
do that in a second.
But
yeah, mediocre draft, absolutely.
But the thing is, yeah, I would get rid of the picks too. But the thing is, Holiday's only got 1 year left on his deal.
Plus an option, so theoretically two.
Right. But, yeah, and we'll see where the cap is and everything like that. But the, yeah, I'd do it. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you're playing for now, in a way. I mean, you have your young core, and then you add this piece, and yeah. I could see that.
I would do it in a second. I would, if Hayward opts in, I would do that instantly. I'd trade Gordon
too.
Hayward to New Orleans, well, along with those 3 first round picks. But in order to make this work, if you're New Orleans, you can't be, say, Danny can't come back to him and say, hey, I managed to trade all 3 of these picks and I got up to 11. What do you say? If I'm New Orleans, and what Kevin O'Connor says is, you know, Atlanta's number 6 overall pick is in play. If Danny can somehow convince Atlanta to take his 3 first-round picks for number 6, and you get all the way up to number 6, if I'm New Orleans, I do that. And you could trade Jrue Holiday because Lonzo Ball has turned into a pretty good player, by the way, very quietly. And so you trade Holiday to the Celtics, and Holiday was an all-defensive team player a couple of years ago. And if Kemba Walker's knee isn't perfect, you have an experienced point guard to take his place. I think this would be great if they could pull this off.
Okay, so it sounds like you would do it if it was Hayward or Kemba as the piece. Would you do it if Marcus Smart was the piece?
I love Marcus Smart. I don't want him to leave this team. And he contributes too much to you in other ways. Now, he's best as the first player off the bench instead of a starter. And on the surface of it, you look at that and go, what are you nuts? I love what Marcus Smart brings to this team. And here's the thing. If you could somehow match up Walker and Holiday, that's what I want. I want Hayward to be the guy they trade and not Kemba Walker.
Sure. I just don't know whether that's going to be the case.
They make about the same amount of money, Walker and Hayward. So,
what's the even swap with the Pacers that we're hearing for Hayward right now?
Miles Turner is the guy they're talking about, but there are other guys. I mean, Indiana wants to get rid of Oladipo because he's hurt too much. Indiana's looking to make a lot of different moves, but I've heard Oladipo, I've heard Miles Turner. Turner's a center. He's 6'11", 250. I think he led the league in blocks a couple of years ago, but for a guy that size, he's just kind of there. You know, I think he's a 12-6 guy, and he plays about 30 minutes a game. He should be a lot better than he is.
You're also banking on, as you said, that they're going to be able to turn those three picks into something significant.
You got to get up much higher.
You got to get to Atlanta, because Atlanta is number six, right? Then that's the one that the rumors are. I actually don't know why Atlanta would make that deal. Like, and I know this isn't a very deep draft, and you keep saying that, but I mean, like, the number six pick, I don't care who you are in the NBA, is a million times better than the number 14 pick. And I just don't understand why anyone would just want. Now, I know they're trying to rebuild and they could use these picks. It just doesn't seem like a deal that I would make. It's too big of a jump if you're the Atlanta Hawks right now.
See, the thing about Atlanta is they want to contend right now. And no one in this draft really is going to get you to contend right now status. Can we all agree on this?
Yeah.
Even at six, you know, whether it's six or three first-round picks, and if you're Atlanta, maybe you draft and stash, and that means you draft a European player like, you know, Ante Zizic, like the Celtics did, and he spends time overseas and then comes here, that kind of thing. Maybe you do that with your three picks for later. I don't know. But Atlanta is in a mode where they're looking to win right now. So I don't know if six necessarily helps them if they can get something of value in return for it, whether it be three first-round picks or a veteran.
Yep. So, and any word yet when the training starts? I know we've been waiting to find out.
No official word yet. I don't know why. I mean, it's almost on top of us. I don't know why they wouldn't be, but I haven't seen anything, unless anyone else has. I haven't seen anything that says trading starts Sunday at noon or player movement is allowed Sunday at noon. I haven't seen anything like that.
No. And you, because I thought the deal, though, with getting Jrue Holiday is that you'd want him because Kemba Walker's hurt and that he would be a piece and then that would add depth to your bench. But so you would want to trade Kemba Walker.
I if at all possible, I'd like to keep Kemba because when he's healthy, he's deadly. And I don't know when that is or how you'd have to manage him to make sure that's true. The guy that, of the three guys that we brought up, Smart, Walker, and Hayward, I would like them to trade Hayward. I would like Hayward to opt in, and if the rumors are true and he wants out, maybe the Celtics can say, look, here's the deal. You opt in, we'll send you to New Orleans for a year, and then you're free. And maybe that works. But of the three guys, I want them to trade Hayward and keep Kemba Walker and Marcus Smart.
Okay, and then Kemba, and then Marcus Smart?
Yes.
Marcus Smart would be the last guy you'd want to get rid of.
I really love what he does for this team, yes.
All right.
If you're going to make it a swap and bring in Holiday for 2 years and keep Marcus, if you have to trade Kemba, I guess I would do that, yes.
Because if you have Holiday and Smart, then all of a sudden get out the bifocals because you got a defensive.
You do have a good.
You got perimeter defenders, baby.
You do.
There's nobody's business.
And you would probably get more than Holiday for Kemba Walker. You'd probably get Holiday and somebody else from New Orleans, whether it be Redick, who I'm not wild about because you can't have him on the floor at the end of games. I mean, he never played defense when he was younger, and he's going to be 36 next season.
Yeah, he wasn't a shutdown defensive specialist at Duke.
He's out there, even from the time he was like 18, he's played no defense. And the reason he's been good is he's one of the best three-point shooters in the world.
Does he know how to dribble? I don't know.
Yes, he does.
Okay, because the man can come off a screen and shoot like nobody's business.
He can dribble, yes.
All right, well, that's good to know.
What's Redick's contract situation? Do we know like how many? Like, what does he have left on his contract?
I have to double check that. I'm not.
Isn't he like one of those guys that's on one of those 1 year, like $25 million contracts? Like, isn't he a guy that's just cashed in like year after year after year, betting on himself?
Yeah,
and he has these massive like 1 year contracts. He's like a yeoman.
That's true. He was. Let's see. Redick has 1 year left at only $13 million. He spent, it was two
still
years,
impressive.
2 years, $26.5 million for New Orleans. He's got 1 year left at $13 million, and then he's a free agent. But again, he's going to be 36 next season. I don't know if you can add that. A 36-year-old guy who never played defense to begin with. He's one of the best three-point shooters in the history of the game.
It shuts down my whole premise of, like, you're going to have a coach's wet dream. I mean, if you get Jrue Holiday, Marcus Smart, you got to find the most fundamentally sound player on the Pelicans and get him in return.
Right.
Because you could say Lonzo Ball, but his shot's all messed up. Because Lonzo Ball, you have a true point guard with a little bit of size, and he can defend. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Now you're rubbing your hands together. Oh, to be a kid on a basketball team in Boston if they get Jrue Holiday and have Marcus Smart. They're going to, the boring film, just watch them. Watch them. Watch how they fight through picks.
You know what? It's going to be one of the best defensive teams in the league.
I know.
I didn't think about that. No, that's insane.
Except for inside, but yeah, they would need to get some sort of presence inside.
One other guy that Brian Robb brought up was Derek Favors, who's a forward. He's a 6'9 forward. Doesn't shoot threes, but. And that guy, he started for the Pelicans last year, almost every game they played, in fact. Derek Favors is a 10-point, 10-rebound-a-game guy, and he can play you 25, 30 minutes a game. He's always, we want to talk about fundamentally sound, Fred, he's always been that guy.
Ah.
I would love him on this team. If you could somehow trade Hayward and three first-round picks and get Jrue Holiday and Derek Favors, do that in a second.
There you go.
Favors would be great. And all of a sudden, your bench is strong, and you can go after whoever you want to go after in the Eastern Conference. Celtics would be deadly. I don't know if they could pull that off, though.
All right. Rich, what's coming up?
Oh, well, everything is fine and dandy down in Foxborough, and Cam Newton's giving out new nicknames.
He is having fun down there in the bro. All right, here are the headlines.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
We've learned this year that there's going to be situations like that.
Now, back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We in the streets, player, get your mail. It's only two places you end up, either dead or in jail. Still know where to go, know where to go. Still know where to go, know where to go. Now throw your hands up, Busters, Busters, Boosters, ho! Everybody grip that, so know where to go.
Two words, United States, no love, no breaks, no brown, high stakes. Smoke black folks, Big Macs,
fat. The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Well, the Patriots get ready for a Ravens team that, judging by the record, is a good team, but definitely not the offensive juggernaut that they were last year. And despite their 3-5 record, Cam seems to be in a pretty good mood. Now, he's given pretty much everyone on the team a nickname, and they've all been fine. But yesterday, Cam actually delivered. Dan, you got it? Play it.
Yeah, and that name came from Home Alone, the brother Buzz, and I thought Iz looked, you know, kind of resembled Buzz, the older brother. So Izzo, Buzzo.
Okay, that is so random that I have to respect it. Ryan Izzo, he says, looks like Buzz, the I'm going to feed you to my tarantula kid from Home Alone, which who knows what Ryan Izzo looks like. And then I saw a side-by-side comparison. Well done. He actually does look like the big, mean older brother. And I didn't think Cam was going to do any better than that, but he ended up giving this nickname for Nick Folk. Dan, do you have it there?
I wanted to call him kind of Paul Pierce guy because he did kind of fake like he was injured but came back and balled. Then it's kicker guy, punter guy, snapper guy. But Snapper Guy is Bill Belichick's favorite guy because he's the only person who talks to the team, you know, from Veterans Day and the difference between. I did not know this, though, and I don't know a lot of people do know from the 46 people who are in attendance, the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. That was rather intriguing. We found that out. Yeah. So it's the trifecta. It's kicker guy, punter guy, snapper guy.
If everyone's got like a really well thought out nickname and you're just like punter guy, do you feel left out and dejected?
No, because that's nobody who you likes are. You?
Yeah, not if you're a punter or a kicker. You're used to being ostracized. I'm not sure they care. Although calling folk Paul Pierce because of that back injury had
that's great.
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's it. If you know all the other ones, whatever. Calling a Paul Pierce because he was injured and as he said faked being injured. That's pretty damn funny. Well done, Cam. Well, the Patriots are 7-point underdogs this weekend. Make your bets accordingly. I still don't remember what the Bankroll Boys said that they were going to do, but there's an updated.
No, because you know why you don't remember what they said they were going to do?
Why?
Because they didn't say what they were going to do. I don't know what they said. And then I asked the room and asked the guys in the other room if they know what they said, and no one knew what they said. So thereby leads me to the conclusion that they said nothing, which was a problem.
Well, I know that Joe Murray says never bet Patriots, so maybe
you know, Rich, I'm going to go on a limb here and say if you got two guys in studio, they come into the studio, and you ask them about the hometown game, that we shouldn't be guessing on who they said to pick, that it would be better for everyone if we knew if it was here's who to pick and here's the reason.
Have you spoken to the Bankroll Boys about this problem you have?
I have enough to worry about, except for teaching two guys how to do radio. No. I mean, it should be obvious. Come in and say it. I don't know if it's because they don't want to let the picks out, because they have some illusion that this podcast is going to be the next big thing. But to be honest with you, no, I don't want to talk to them about it. I would prefer to maybe pick and choose when that happens, if you know what I'm saying. I love both the guys. They're great. And their podcasts that I like listening to on the air. But it just, for some reason, when they come in here, it's just, it's a little, difficult to differentiate what they're saying. And if that pick doesn't happen, I mean, the whole joke of the random game that you gamble on is, I mean, that's kind of faded. So, in my opinion, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to talk about it as a show. Because
do you not want the Bankroll Boys on anymore?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say I'd never want him on again. I just don't know if it's worthy of a weekly segment anymore, if you ask me. But that is...
Ooh,
that is.
See, I like the Bankroll Boys.
How are we going
like
to get them. The degenerate special?
Well, I think that joke has been told.
Well, I think... But isn't that... It's not a joke. I mean, it's something people bet on. Like, people actually make money on that. I think that's on
I don't,
us
I
to
would
guide
guess,
them and to tell them...
If you're going and think that people are betting on that game and that is somehow helping our show, that is a fool's errand, because that is not the case. If anyone bets
I think
on
people
it,
people take the advice of the Bankroll Boys.
Certainly, yeah. but the advice on in terms of that degenerate special game, you think that that's actually something that people do.
Well, listen, there's people on Twitter that say that they do. I don't know if they're actually doing it.
How many?
I'm not sure.
How many?
I don't know. Like several.
How many?
They'll say, I don't know, like a couple a week. I get a tweet. Like,
all right.
Hey,
well, if we're gearing our show towards two people a week, that does not make a good segment. But
those are the two people. So you don't want to have the Bankroll Boys on as much as we are, is what you're saying.
I would say that maybe, yeah, unless something, you know, huge is coming up or something like that. That would be my guess.
I disagree. I think it's on us to put them, to direct them, to make sure that they actually have, like, what's your big pick of the week that you're 100% confident in? You know, what is your, the degenerate special, obviously, and then we say, all right, what is the one thing to watch out for? What are all the sharps doing? What are, you know, that you, like, something. We need to put them, give them guidance. And I think that's more on us than it is a them problem.
With sports gambling becoming such a big thing, I think Rich is right about that. And whatever about the degenerate special, that's the kicker thing at the end of the segment. But, I mean,
yeah, that's like the time along.
This week, more to your point, I mean, the Masters, we had a good discussion on who to bet and who not to bet at the Masters. Whether you fade Tiger Woods or not. Look at me using the lingo, fading Tiger Woods. Whether you fade Tiger Woods or not, I mean, I thought that was worthwhile.
Five calls says it all. 617-779-0985.
Bankroll Boys, once a week, or do we maybe once a month? Maybe bi-weekly? That is the question.
I'm with Rich on this one. I say once a week.
Okay, you're going
I think it's on us. I think that maybe we didn't give them enough, like, guidance. All right, here's the three things we want. And then, you know, you make it, like, to the point. Sometimes you can turn and point the finger at yourself and go, yeah. All right, well, we didn't tell them
sports
how this
betting,
needs to be done.
Wouldn't you agree, Rich? Sports betting is
they're
so
they're radio
big.
Professionals.
Maybe they didn't do as well as they usually do yesterday, but... And I agree, they went
Dan, how long has...
The radio professionals, Fred, but this is our segment. I Dan, know how long... But it's also our segment.
Dan, in your opinion, how many weeks in a row has it been a bit of a struggle?
It's been a few, only because Mike and I were just talking about this. It used to be a special event. It was Final Four, it was March Madness, then there was a couple weeks later, you'd have the Kentucky Derby or the Masters, you know, something like that. There was big events. It just seems as though once now we've gotten into the grind and the slog of football season, it's, you know, who you got on Thursday Night Football or who you got in the MAC conference playing on Friday night, because it's been so few and far between on bigger events. This week was the Masters.
This should be the meat of it, though. The NFL True. And college football season should be every single week. This should be good. Like, I mean, it was during, you know, the summer. I understand
it should be.
There's not a lot going on, but this should be every week.
It should be. Ron, go ahead.
Yeah, I love the Bankroll Boys, the Generous Special. I mean, you got to expect at least half your listeners are gamblers, at least.
Yeah, but I would like
That's
a pick.
True. A lot of gamblers.
I don't think half the listeners are gamblers, but I would say it's what
well,
regular gamblers.
I enjoy the exotic bets from the random soccer. I think it's pretty cool, yeah. And I like the I like the bit.
I hear South Korean soccer 5 weeks in a row.
It's Turkish soccer this week.
Yeah, it's
last week.
All right, Mark, go ahead.
Fred, you're dead wrong. Bankroll Boys deserves to stay. Bye.
Bye. All right. So far, two votes to keep them weekly. Paul, go ahead.
Make that three. Can we trade them full time and have you once or twice a week?
Yeah, you want to pay me?
Yeah, I'd pay you to shut the hell up.
Uh-oh. Okay, how much?
What do you make?
Well, you give me a ballpark and we'll talk about it.
For you to shut up, I'd give you $50,000 a year just to shut up. That's $50,000 a year to do nothing.
You assume that I make $50,000 a year? That's how much you think I make? All right, well done. At least come in with a number. Luke, go ahead. Luke.
Hey, Luke.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that. What are the odds that the Bankroll Boys can do a single sit-up? I vote no.
I don't know. Joe Murray's pretty cocky about being able to do his athletic achievements.
He'll tell you about his athletic background.
All right, Luke, what do you got? You want them once a week or do you want them a little less?
Yeah, throw them a bone. Keep them on.
All right. How many is that now?
That's 4 for 4.
All right, so 4 for 4. All right, they're a weekly guest. I cannot argue with the audience.
We just have to do, and you know what? That's something that I'll make a call. We just have to direct them to have picks that they are 100% confident in. They can tell us why
they're
confident.
They're not going to want to give them.
You know, what's that?
They're not going to want to give them. We'll have to talk to them about it, but they're not going to want to give them because they like to save them for the podcast.
I know I like to save them for the podcast, but I mean, you know, we kind of put this all together, so I think
they can do that for us.
So.
I'm on the same page as you, Rich. I just don't... I think that a year into it, that it would be nice if this kind of conversation didn't have to happen. If you said, you know, this morning show reaches about 40 times the audience that you would ever reach, you know, if you give out a couple picks on the show, we'll be good. That's all.
I'll talk to the guys. I'll talk to him and we'll get it all. Next week is going to be the best episode of the Bankroll Boys that you've ever had. All right?
Fantastic. I'm
get
all
ready.
For it.
Thursday, it's going to be great. Bells, whistles.
Listen, no one loves Joe Murray more than me. And no one loves Joe Murray more than me. And I love it when he fills in. And I've said it before, is that he's the number one. I mean, he's the guy in line. He is the next guy in line at the station. This is by no means an insult to him but this is a but you know, I mean, come on, it's sometimes Sleepy LaBeouf. I mean, let's go, you know, we're trying to make things happen.
That's fair. The energy level could go up.
Thank you.
Is fair.
That's all I'm saying. I don't think I'm being mean. I just, you know, I think
You know, they don't get paid
for it. Listen, Fred, nobody's going to care about our show more than us. And if you think that something's not working, that's you've got to say something about it. But yeah. We also have to realize when it's their fault and when it's our fault. And that is, I believe that would be our fault for not directing it the right way.
Well, listen,
I'll take the responsibility to make sure that, you know, Thursday's going to be good. I will talk to them and we'll get everything all set. As I said, Thursday, we're starting the new slate. It's Bankroll Boys 2.0, this time with more pizzazz.
All right. There you go. Listen, I'm all for it. Listen, who am I? I'm not gonna
more jazz hands.
I was
Fred.
Just thinking that the jazz hands when you said that.
Cha cha cha.
There you go, baby.
I can't wait. This is gonna be awesome.
There you go, baby. So now you know, Thursday at 7 o'clock. Be tuned in.
Set your alarms now.
Never say this was not the last true democracy in all of the world is this show. And the listeners have spoken. We'll be right back.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Up. Drive home with Felger and Mass this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. 6'4" baller. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time everywhere I go.
She's a height queen. Like you don't want to be with Lo Uchi.
How tall was Skilo anyway?
5'1". No, he was actually 2'2".
He was the guy that Pedro used to carry around.
No, the whole video was
Nelson De La Rosa.
The whole video was him holding helium balloons and flying to and fro. Luke, go ahead.
Hey guys, hey.
Hey, what's up, Luke?
Fred, thank you so much for saying what we've all been thinking about this bit, because I love the Bankroll Boys. I love the idea. You guys both know you have a great idea here, but, and I don't know, you know, whose fault it is, whether it's the shows or the Bankroll Boys, but nobody's done anything with it. So it's like every week it's just slowly dying each week.
Yeah.
Because no one sat down for just 15 minutes and come up with a structure to what, you know, how to do it. And there's so many good ideas.
I'll take blame for that. Yeah, I'll take the blame for that. Well, because that's like, because, you know, you can hear it. And, you know, when you have a regular guest sometimes and it's just, and things might not be working the way you want it to, you got to go, all right, man, I know that the substance of it's good. We just got to polish this. We got to figure out a way to make it, you know, cohesive every week.
And it's not a lot of work to do, which I don't even know why isn't this. I mean, what else is Nick doing? I hear
Nick can, you know, be coaching.
Could he not be thinking of this in five minutes?
No, Nick is not a Nick problem
for this bit.
No, he can't.
You know, I should know
people.
About like because of Dan. You know, well, I should know about you know, the women's Croatian volleyball team and, you know, cricket, well, and you know, this kind of stuff. I want to start following.
Well, I'm a little upset. Yeah, it's not funny. All right, so I'm a little upset because now I'm told they get paid to come in, and they're still not given picks, which is a little upsetting because I thought it was dumb before, and now it's asinine. That, like, what do you think? That people care that much? Give me a break. It's entertainment. Come on. So if they're getting paid and they're still hiding picks, it's stupid, and I don't want to have that conversation. It's insulting, and I don't want to have it. I mean, really, and I love them. And I love Joe. I don't know Dan that much, but I love Joe. And I love it when he's on the show, and I want him to fill in. He's my number one choice for fill-in. That's not in a regular show. It's Hardy and then him. But Hardy's got his own show. So, Joe Murray is the guy I want. But, he knows it, and I've told him, and management's told him, and the whole nine. But 5 minutes, there has to be an instinct there not to hem and haw for 4 minutes about a game that you asked them about. I mean, they send an email, Patriots, +7. And then you ask them about it, and then it's 5 minutes of hemming and hawing. Come on.
Let's go. I mean, as I said, that's a conversation.
I don't know how that's your fault that it wouldn't.
No.
Someone sends an email and says, here's a game.
I know.
We're the betting guys. Ask them about said game, and then it's an indecipherable bunch of grunting and moaning. I don't really understand why that would require coaching. But
I would say that maybe that we didn't ask them if that's the game they were confident in betting in, because they will send an email at the very top.
They sent the email. They sent the game.
I know, but that might have just been odds. You know, instead I say,
then what the hell's the point of sending the email? It's a cheat. What are you going to talk about? I don't know. Listen, man, whatever. Okay? They're good guys.
Get ready.
Listen,
pizzazz.
All
that jazz.
Over the next 365 days, there's $50,000 waiting for me if I'll just shut my pie hole.
Oh, so, that's a good point.
I know. Yeah. I mean, boy, you really coaxed me. I mean, if you're going to be offered up money, why don't you say, like, I'll give you $1 million? And then I would go, oh, okay. But then instead you go $50,000. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Maybe that's an independently wealthy guy,
like, what a
that
lame,
has $50,000 sitting next to him.
What a lame, like, call. Like that's like people who fantasize about the redheaded chick on How I Married Your Mother. It's like, that's the girl you want? Like, of all the girls you could fantasize about, you want, like, the most attainable one? So you call in and your fantasy, even though you're listening and calling in, your fantasy is to get me off the air. And I go, all right, how much to get me off the air? Now, at this point, you could say anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you come up with 50 grand? Come on.
See, that actually made me think he was serious.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm obviously not going to take that money. I mean, what, I'm going to take 50? So you don't have to get up in the morning? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Of course. I get up in the morning to get money, not 50 grand. Can't. I mean, come on, come up with a figure. Pull your friends together, and then we'll
bargaining
figure it out.
Starts at a bajillion.
No, but just toss some number out that's too hard to refuse. 50 grand. He knows I can't leave this job for $50,000. I mean, everyone would get a few more people that will put in $50,000, and then call. But then you have to pay me the following year as well. I'm only 45. I might look much older, but I'm only 45. All right, Bert Breer is going to join us. And maybe we could coach. We coached him into not using his phone. We coached him into using his Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we will have that for you coming up in a jiff.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple.
And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at granitecityelectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.